If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What is going on? It is Nightcrawler here. Crawler coming at you for NPC episode. What are we on? 406, I believe. I think I updated that right. So, yep. Coming at us, we got Cheesy. How's it going?
What's going on, Cheese Curds?
And Johnny.
What's up? I feel like at the beginning of this, it's just going to be Crawler going, oh, and then.
That's the best part. We're going to leave it in there. I'm going to tell Josh not to edit it. No edits. Because I clicked it, and then it didn't go, and then I clicked it again, and then it went and came back. And then, yeah. But here we go. We're here.
Episode starting 4. Strong.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. He's not here strong again. So, I mean, inmates are running the asylum again. Here we are. Ready to talk. We got two.
He's beating Kirby right now. That's what he's doing.
That's true.
100% yeah, so he Kirby can 100% before it. Everybody else.
Yep. Speaking of that, we have two fairly big games coming out tomorrow. We got both Kirby and Octopath 2. We can talk about, you guys want to talk about that a little bit first?
I have
B-roll. I can get B-roll going here.
So, well, did you play the demo of Octopath?
Yeah. So that's what I'll put up first.
Okay. I feel like there's a lot of people that are excited for the sequel, but I don't feel like we know enough about it or they really haven't been advertising it much. Is that the case?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, here's the very beginning. Like, it's pretty much the full game, and it's going to cross over when I put in my full copy here tomorrow. When I come home with it, mm-hmm. It'll be able to pick up the save that I have. You choose one of the eight characters that are here that you'll eventually get to go around to all of them. And they'll join your party. I think your max party, I think, is around four or five characters, if I remember right from the first one. I did kind of fall off on the first one. From what I've heard and read, you don't have to. The story is not. It's kind of just the spiritual successor. It's not the same characters or anything that are coming over. But it's just more of just a giant sprawling kind of eight character RPG that you go around and gather them. From what I've heard, the story's better mix than it did in the first one. They all seem very segmented in the first one. So I think it's supposed to be done a little bit better, but we've seen that a few times since the first Octopath. But Octopath was also based kind of on Live Alive from way back when. We got that remake last year. Mm-hmm. And Cheesy, you played that and you really enjoyed that.
Great game.
Is this something that you're thinking about trying to pick up, or have you picked up the demo at least to try it out a little bit?
No, but maybe I should play the demo, because looking at this right now, looks really good. But yeah. I didn't play the first one, and I've heard that Octopath is a pretty extreme JRPG. Like, if you're not somebody that is used to RPGs, maybe it's not going to be for you.
You'll see some of the combat here. It has a kind of a bar at the top that shows who's acting next. So you'll see it here in the fight sequence if you're watching the video. So there's kind of a bar. There's a chance that every character can have multiple weaknesses. So, like, I'm using a sword here on these characters, but there's an mm-hmm. option to use the spear. And I think mm-hmm. both can weaken them. And if you break a character's defense, then that takes them out of their slot for their next attack. When they come back into their rotation, they will act first, so you will get attacked by them. But you can see that kind of that bar up on the top. So my two characters get to act first. You can see who you're attacking. It highlights, so you can see if you try to break their shield, it takes him out of the rotation there. And so there's kind of tactics that you have to put into account. And it's all turn based, and you just gotta kind of keep an eye on the progression, how it's going through. And then you have little lights glowing next to your characters' names there. You can do multiple attacks. They can stack up to 4x that you can do an attack. So if you're wanting to kind of try to take out a character right away, you can let them build up and then unleash a bunch of attacks to try to break their defense, and then also take them out of the battle as well. So it's definitely, it has its own kind of battle system, but it's definitely easy enough to learn. And then
what I remember from the first one is I did like all of the first chapters of like each character, because I think the way it worked, you could choose any of the eight characters, and you could, and they each have a certain amount of chapters, and then they kind of merge together.
Yep.
But it got like the boss fights were like super complicated, and it does get a little overwhelming. So it is a very strategic JRPG.
I got stuck on a boss fight in the first one, and I think I was just kind of stuck there. So Johnny, it can be challenging.
Is this something that you're going to pick up?
I think about wait on this one. I know, shocking, right? I'm waiting on a game. But I don't know, I played the first one. The first one, from what I played, was enjoyable. I probably played 10 hours of it. And I always wanted to go back, but this is another game where I just, like, I still have to go back to Fire Emblem. Like, I have a ton of JRPGs already that I could be playing. And this one, I don't know, might just slip under the radar. Another thing, I don't know if you guys know this is not exclusive to Switch this time.
I think it's coming to PlayStation right away. Is it coming to Xbox as well?
I would assume it's coming to Xbox, not day one, because it was on Game Pass.
The first one, I think it's still on Game Pass. I'm not positive, but I know it came to PC and Xbox via Game Pass, I think.
That's cool. No, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the original was Switch exclusive for a time. It was a limited while. Exclusivity. And then they brought it to, I don't know if they, I feel like they brought it to Xbox first, and then they brought it to PlayStation.
It did, I think. Is the first one on PlayStation? I'm not positive.
I believe it is. It would be weird to not have it on PlayStation. I know it's on mobile, too. I think it came to mobile. So they are trying to make this a recognizable IP. And I love these 2D, these HD 2D games. I really wish we would get some type of Nintendo game in this art style.
Ooh, like, save it. Save it for later, because I think that's a good game that should be brought up for a certain day.
So Octopath One came to Switch on July 13th, 2018. Windows on June 7th, 2019. Stadia, so RIP.
Stadia.
April 28th, 2020, and then Xbox One March 25th, 2021. It is not on PlayStation. Interesting.
Why? Enough. That is bizarre. That does not make any sense.
Oh, hold on. But Octopath Traveler 2, oh, you're right, it did come on Android and iOS. It's a different kind of game. Octopath Traveler Champions of the Continent is Android and iOS. And then Octopath Traveler 2 is set to be worldwide Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, and Windows tomorrow. So just Windows, not Xbox platform. So that's interesting as well. Square's just inking deals, I guess, that they, are
They got money from PlayStation. They got money from PlayStation to be like, hey, don't put this on Xbox yet. Even, but I feel like this would not. This is not a good suit for Xbox. It's a JRPG. The only way it would work, and probably the only way it worked on Xbox, is because it came to Game Pass. Like I guarantee, like the Xbox audience does not play JRPGs. They just don't.
So yeah, it's a big Western action RPG system.
Is it a true sequel? Like, do you have to play the first one? No.
From what I've heard, it's different characters. It's just a sequel in name. And they're sticking with the same motif as all the main characters' names spell out Octopath.
So now watching this gameplay, I might buy it. Like, it looks so good. It looks so good. Like, I love how it looks. And it's like, these games are perfect for the OLED, or perfect for the Switch, really, just in handheld mode. Like, they just look perfect for it. It's a perfect
Because it has the background blur that kind of doesn't tax the system a whole lot, but it's beautiful, kind of the 2.5 HD kind of remake stuff. I want, Square has been doing such a good job. Like, I want a good clean way to play an updated Chrono Trigger, and I hope that they do that.
Chrono Trigger would look great in this, and also Super Mario RPG. I think that would be another good one.
That, and Dragon Quest is supposed to be getting a remake, right? The original Dragon Quest?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the original.
Or is it just a new Dragon Quest?
I think it's 3.
Okay.
I might be wrong. But yeah, I do believe that they are doing a Dragon Quest in this 2.5D HD, whatever, HD2D?
HD2D, whatever it's called, yeah. I have the Pixel remasters or whatever for Final Fantasy 1-6 ordered. And it actually popped up on PlayAsia, like because going through the Square Enix shop, it was very difficult to secure just the regular edition. I have the collector's edition pre-ordered, but it's like, I'll probably be a horrible person and just list it on eBay maybe and get money for it. Because it's like $300-something for an art book and other stuff that comes with it. But I just wanted just the cart with the regular stuff. And so it's available. But I don't think it's going to be in this fashion. I think it's just the Pixel remasters. So it's just going to be cleaner looking versions of the game as it originally came out. But I really think Chrono Trigger would benefit to get the Live Alive treatment that they just did.
So, this game, Octopath, was very successful on the Switch. I think it's sold over 1 million copies, maybe 2. It's coming out next to a major Nintendo release.
Mm-hmm.
Will it do as well as the first one?
If it's not Switch exclusive, possibly.
Yeah, what's coming out? What's on PlayStation right now, anyway? Right? They got no games.
They had a very lackluster state of play today.
RE4 looks good.
RE4 does look very good, but otherwise, they're trying to sell a peripheral that's more expensive than the system without a whole lot of great stuff on it. I don't know.
Yeah, let's get the Sony hate in while Josh isn't here. Let's go.
I just can't get behind a peripheral that's more expensive than the console. I just feel like it's a lot.
No, all I was saying is I didn't get to see it. I did see some people talking about it on Twitter. It seems like Suicide Squad will be okay.
Yeah, as long as it's not like live service stuff.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But speaking of games that originally came out, Kirby Return to Dreamland Deluxe will be releasing tomorrow as well, which is where Johnny was going with that. I think it's going to be pretty big for Kirby, because we just learned that Kirby and the Forgotten Land has sold over 1 million physical units in Japan. And that's pretty big. So it's, I don't know, like, Forgotten Land is a totally different game than Return to Dreamland. It's, you know, a 2D platformer, so not the same as what we got with Forgotten Land. But maybe that's going to get more people to buy it because they were introduced to Forgotten Land and they just want more Kirby.
Do we know how many copies the Wii version sold of this game?
No, but we have a way to find out.
Yeah, only if there's a way. But, no, I think people are definitely going to check this out because of Forgotten Land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows? It's a $60 game, and I feel like this is going to, people are going to say, is this worth $60? It's a 2D re-release of a Wii game.
Is it technically remat? I don't know what category this falls into. They're doing new stuff with the game. There's like the whole Mario Party-esque type kind of carnival. Not online, but it does have some new stuff to it. They have the epilogue cool. Which seems like it's fairly sizable. I don't know. I'm trying to find, I'm on Wikipedia. I don't think Wikipedia does a good job showing sales.
Well, it's probably like I would say like probably 2 million, I would think.
I think maybe. For what we're looking at on the B-roll, it looks good. Like looking at the background right now, is fun to look at. The lighting is really good. I think that if you are, you know, there's some Kirby fans that are definitely going to play this by themselves, but if you are wanting to play it with a partner or siblings or family or whatever, like this will be, I think, just a fun time for people to gather around, and maybe it's their first game. It would be a good introduction to playing video games.
1.79 million units. On Wii.
Yeah, I wonder if it will sell more on the Switch. I would think so. I don't know. The Switch
has like 124 million install base, right? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing well to put out the demo. I think Kirby has benefited from the Forgotten Land benefited from the demo, I think, that they had. Mm-hmm. It was a different way to play the game. This like, because it wasn't the regular open world that you got in Forgotten Land. Mm-hmm. In the demo, this has like a door to go into the level, and you only get to play two levels and then the boss fight, which comes up after this on the B-roll. But there's these cogs to go collect. I don't know if that leads to just unlock stuff or if it's a way to just.
It's probably like
was that in the original game? I don't even know.
I don't know.
But I mean, my kids enjoyed playing it last weekend.
The sleep power up is so lame. I never understood the sleep power up.
Like, it doesn't for healing.
And it didn't even heal me there. So it because it heals in Forgotten Land. But it puts you to sleep for a while.
No, it did not. It did not look like it healed.
Huh. I mean,
make sense.
It's possible, you know, that they're leaving things out of the demo. Like what you were saying is you only do like two levels and then it's the boss fight. And obviously there's doors that are locked that you can't even interact with. But with Forgotten Land, that demo was different too compared to the release of the game where, you know, we got like a whole opening scene and a song that went with it. So, I mean, maybe they're hiding some stuff behind the demo.
I like Kirby gets his little diver mask when he goes swimming.
I think going back to, you said 1.7 for the Wii?
Almost 1.8. I think, 1.79. So, yeah, 1.8 pretty much.
That's pretty big, and that was, like, really before, you know, we had, like, a lot of content creators doing reviews and talking about it, and I think we could see it. Because what did Forgotten Land do? Three?
Like, no, it's like six.
Kirby Sales, like six. 6.12 million.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know when
it's the best-selling Kirby game.
And going back, the only thing that comes anywhere, well, Star Allies, unfortunately, is just shy of 4, which is not a great game. But OG Kirby Dream Land is 5.13, so that's the closest.
I want to see sales for
a long time.
Kirby Dream Course, or whatever the heck that was called.
Dream Buffet.
Dream Buffet.
They don't have sale on the website I'm on doesn't have sales numbers for Epic Yarn, which I feel like that would, well, no, there it is. Oh, maybe because aren't there two different versions of Epic Yarn?
There was one for the DS.
Yeah,
there's
one on the 3DS. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's one version. I don't know which one this is 1.85, but I know that one was a widely liked Kirby, wasn't it?
Yeah. People like that one. I'm actually surprised that didn't get a re-release before like this one.
Yeah. Maybe it was just because it was too soon. Like we just had it. I don't know.
We're going to get like 6 more Kirby games on the Switch in the next year. So
yeah. So save it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It'll be worth it. I don't know. I'm excited for the epilogue. Like I wish I didn't have to play through the game to get there, because the epilogue looks super fun. Like it looks kind of like a little bit of an RPG. You upgrade your stats and you get more powerful. Like that looks like a super fun mode. And they also showed this week that if you play the mini games, you can unlock masks that you could wear during single player. And there's one. DDD was wearing a mask of that. I don't know what the name is, but it's like a jester looking thing. And it was horrifying.
Mart?
Yeah, Mart. Yeah, it was horrifying. Yeah. DDD had this little tiny mask of Mart. And it just it was something of your nightmares.
That's cool that you can have it in the single player, because when you play the demo, there's only 2 mini games that you can play. But then you collect stamps, and so those stamps can turn into like the gift shop. You get a mask and I think maybe like a trophy or something. I forget. But we were messing around with the masks, but I didn't know that you could use them outside of the mini game area.
At least that's what it looked like the tweet said. I mean, I might be wrong. I'm pretty sure it said you could use it in single player.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. It does seem like they added more to this game. Like they added the epilogue. They have the mini games.
Are these moves? Are these new?
Yep, that's what I was going to say. No, they are.
I don't think so. Are they?
I think so. I think that they mentioned that on Twitter. At least I thought they were.
I guess I should have played this game.
I'm just excited, like, because Star Allies and Forgotten Land, like, wasn't a great experience for second player and beyond, especially like Star Allies had.
Star Allies wasn't great for first player, honestly.
True. But like at least on this one, like if I'm to play with my kids or they're just to play together, there's no fight over who is a Kirby. Like everyone can be a Kirby. And I think that's they kind of learn their lesson from, I think, Waddle Dee being underappreciated in Forgotten Land, and also just the kind of bummer that people had when it came to Star Allies. The game struggled in its own right, but like the fact that you weren't a Kirby and couldn't have the abilities was kind of a letdown. So I think that's really cool that everyone's going to get to kind of have the same experience.
Mm-hmm. I thought this boss was called Spear Boomer.
Sphere Doomer.
Okay. They do have icons.
For the NFTs.
NFTs. they have icons. Also, there is, I think, speaking of icons, apparently there will be Metroid Prime icons coming next week.
There we go. Save those platinum points. Make sure you go do your challenges. Speaking of challenges, did you beat that entire Katamari game on the demo?
I did, yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
It's not that long. It's, no, I mean, okay. Honestly, I think
is that, that was it. That your first Katamari game?
It was, yeah. So, I mean, I knew when it came out. The first time that I knew anything about it was back in the day watching it on G4. And I always thought that it looked fun and interesting. And it is just as great as I thought it would be playing it. It is, for those don't know, Katamari Damacy is a game where you have this ball that is called a katamari, and you would just are rolling up pretty much anything that you can, and the more you roll up, the bigger the ball gets, so you get to roll up even bigger things, and that's pretty much the game. You have a time limit and you have to grow it to a certain amount, but it is just, it makes you wonder, like, I rolled up this, but now I wonder if I get big enough, can I roll up that? And sure enough, like, yeah, it was really good. So
the best way to describe it, I originally played Katamari on PSP back in the day. There was, I don't know what version of Katamari that was, but it, think of it, if you've played, I'm trying to think of something on Switch, if you've played it, think about like Donut County. It's kind of the opposite. Like Donut County is swallowing stuff and you're getting the hole bigger and bigger. Katamari is you pick up a bunch of little things to make it bigger, and the screen will give you a visual cue that you can start picking up bigger things. And then you can continue just to grow and pick up more and more of the world around you. And it's a fun game. It's kind of a good, just lose yourself in the game and just kind of roll around and have fun. Yeah.
It's ridiculous, but the music is also just as good, if not makes the experience better. Yeah, if you have time, I think it's still available for,
I think, 2 or 3 more days, I think.
Yeah, something like that. I would
also get 100 platinum points for doing it. So,
yeah, just for even playing like a few seconds of it, you'll get those points. Yeah, it was a really good time. I think it's like maybe 2-3 hours. It's not that long of a game, but even after beating it, I went back and was trying to see like, oh, can I get a higher score on this level? And
yeah, because it measures your Katamari right at the end.
It does. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's kind of a, you can play against yourself or your friends, and kind of, because I think there's leaderboards in there, and it's a fun little kind of just mindless game to play.
You know, it's weird. Like, we're watching this gameplay of Kirby, and the volume's not on, but I could hear the music. Like, I know exactly what it sounds like. So,
Kirby's little dance at the end.
As much as I hate on Kirby, I still understand Kirby.
Well, but you probably understand Pokemon a little better, right?
I do, yes. So on, is that Monday?
Monday, Tuesday? What's the 27th?
I think it's Monday.
Monday.
I think it's Monday. 6
a.m. So, Pacific time.
Oof. So Monday at 9 o'clock my time, which is actually pretty good for me, we're having a Pokemon Presents. That's what it's called, right?
20. Yep. I think they said 20 minutes long. It's not going to be very long.
It's Pokemon Day, so get your expectations high and be prepared to be disappointed. It's also, I want to give a shout out to Darth Valdo. He's a Pokemon creator, and it is his birthday on Pokemon Day. So check out Darth Valdo. He'll be doing some Pokemon Day stuff.
Not only is he just a creator, he's a Pokemon creator. So that's
perfect. He's a Pokemon creator. So
that's amazing.
So what works out well? What makes Pokemon Day Pokemon Day? Like, why is February 27th Pokemon Day?
It might be like the anniversary of something. It's probably the anniversary of like
Leaf Green and Fire Japan Red coming out, probably.
Yeah. But
if only the internet could tell us why. Let's see here.
I know we should probably do research before we. So predictions. My number one prediction is we're getting the Game Boy games on Switch. I think we're at least getting Game Boy games. If we get the Game Boy Advance games, I will lose my mind, because that would be awesome, especially Fire Red and Leaf Green.
You were right, Johnny. It's the anniversary of the original release in Japan.
Yeah, I totally knew that before the question was asked. But yeah, I think we're getting Gen 1, 2, and Gen 1 and 2, at least.
You think they're going to do 2?
I mean, they did it on 3DS.
But do you think they would do 2 in the Let's Go style or something like that before they put the OGs on online?
No, I don't think it matters.
Yeah, because people will buy it anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So, yeah. I see us getting DLC information and probably
maybe a patch.
They did announce
a patch.
Oh, okay. And then we had two waves in the last mainline game. Well, last mainline gen.
Arceus is the mainline game.
Okay? That's why I amended what I said. I said generation launch.
In Sword and Shield, the DLC was two waves. Yeah,
it was two waves. Unfortunately, they segmented it via one game or the other for the DLC. Do you think they'll?
Yes. Yeah, you're.
They're going to do the same thing.
You're going to have to buy it twice. If you have both games, you're going to have to buy it twice.
Do you think we get more than two waves?
No, I think we get one wave.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the big fall release.
You don't think they're going to do like a Let's Go type game?
No, I don't think
Let's Go Meryl and what's because another Pokemon? What's another Pokemon from
Pichu and Meryl maybe? But when Sword and Shield DLC came out, I think it was just that for the November release. Like, I don't think they had a game come out because it was the DLC that year. The next year was BDSP, and then Arceus. Let's go Togepi. Exactly.
Yep.
Hero Beyond is right. Yeah.
Yep.
But it should be called Let's Go Johto, because that's like the perfect way of saying it.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer a Legends game for the Johto. So Legends Celebi. I would prefer that to a Let's Go game.
Well, do you think that's going to be something in the future? A Legends series?
Sold 15 million copies. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, do you think they find a better way to optimize the game? Do you think they keep it on hub and then spaces that you go visit? Or
it's like, I don't know if you've ever, I don't know if you've played Scarlet and Violet next to Legends Arceus. It's night and day. Like, Legends Arceus runs so much better.
Well, because it benefits from the RAM being able to generate just the one small section that it needs to worry about.
Yeah.
The system definitely, that's the biggest worry that I have with Tears of the Kingdom is just how big the world's going to be. But that's a different company making it. So, you know, do we see, Pokemon Stadium Shadow Drop?
I think so. It's it just makes sense with it being Pokemon Day, but we also haven't had Mario Party 3, so maybe that will be dropped instead of Pokemon Stadium. But I don't know.
No, it won't.
It's
Pokemon. It's Pokemon Day and Pokemon Month. We'll get Coliseum. There's also like some weird thing about a disclaimer being removed from.
I did hear about that. The communication between systems or something like that. So do you think there's going to be, if they put red and blue online, do you think there's going to be a way to import Surfing Pikachu? Because that was how you got Surfing Pikachu back in the day.
Maybe there's some home integration.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe you do it through home or something like that.
I want to go back.
I mean, because Stadium had, that was the transfer. I have a transfer pack probably sitting around here somewhere, but like, that was the pack in with that game, and you could import your Pokemon and you could battle them in. So that would be the coolest integration, was that it encourages people to go and play Gen 1 on Switch Online. And then there's a way that it recognizes save data from that game specifically, so that it doesn't alienate people that don't have Pokemon home. and you can maybe pull your team in and do a 3D battle in Pokemon Coliseum. That would be pretty cool.
So, Johnny, real quick, you mentioned Fire Red and Leaf Green. You think those will also be dropped?
I hope so. I mean, I want
even Gen if we 1, get 2, the, and 3. Yeah, even if we get the original?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're the remakes. There's no, I don't under, like having both of them, I don't think loses any anything with it because all they'll be on the Game Boy Advance, right? They would be on the expansion pack as opposed right. to people that just have Game Boy or just have Nintendo Switch Online. We haven't had access to Fire Red and Leaf Green since the mm-hmm. GBA.
Mm-hmm. Are they not on the Wii U eShop?
No. Because the only thing that's on the 3DS eShop is Gen 1 and 2. So you have Red, Blue, and Yellow, and Silver, Gold, and Crystal. So I think those will come. That makes sense. They're already like, they have the ROMs already ready. But I would love to see them put Ruby, Sapphire, Leaf Green, Fire Red on. That would make people buy the expansion pack. That would sell easily.
Yeah.
Have you ever played those? So have you played the early generation? So 1, 2.
Yeah.
I remember just loving, I think I played Fire Red. Maybe I had Leaf Green, but I just just loving seeing Gen 1 in that GBA style.
Do we think we see Yellow come out as well then too?
Yeah, I think if they do Gen 1, 2, they might, maybe they stagger the release. Maybe they don't have, maybe they have Red and Blue come out on day Shadow drop, have Yellow drop like, you know, next month, have Gold and Silver drop a month after that, Crystal later. And people love Emerald. Well, people love Gen 3. They love Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald. Mm-hmm. If you could get access to them, because they did do the Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire on 3DS, but if you could have access to the original on the Switch, like people would buy the Nintendo Switch Online for the Pokemon games.
I'd say I have an original Ruby cart sitting around here somewhere. I played a lot of Red and Blue and Yellow back then, and I knew the 151 from the show and the game and all that kind of stuff. And then I don't know how old I was. What year did Ruby come out? Because I didn't play Gold and like Silver.
2000, early 2000s, like 2 or 3.
Probably. Okay, so I was in high school. So I mean, I don't think I was spending time thinking about Pokemon at that point. So it just became a chore to understand. Like that, once it got past the 151, I was just, it became hard for me to focus on what it was. And so I didn't really get into Ruby that much. So, I mean, that would be interesting. I play Pokemon anymore now is I play it and look up what the weaknesses are and all that. Cause I don't have the discipline.
Memory. I do that too. Yeah. I don't, I mean, there's over 1,000 Pokemon now. There's mm-hmm. like how many typings, like, you know, what's interesting when you go back to Gen 1 and 2 and, like, play them, there aren't some types. Like, there's no fairy type in Gen 1.
It's just straight rock, like, paper, scissors. It's not
exactly.
The 18 different types that can counteract each other.
Even in the first one, there's no breeding. There's no day-night cycle. There's, like, to see the jump from Gen 1 to Gen 2 is massive.
There's limited space in your bag.
Is there? I don't remember that.
I think so.
I think you might be right. I do remember, like, your bag is full or whatever.
Yeah.
I would be interested to see. I don't remember how to even trigger it, but I don't even know how I found out how to do it. But the Missingo? Yeah, the glitch. I wonder if that would be in the ROM if they put it on when it comes to.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll have that. There's also the duplication glitch in.
Yeah, because like your fourth item in your bag when you surfed up and down the coast would duplicate. I had, I don't know how many master balls I had.
that messes up your file. Like, it messes up your cart. Like, it's supposed to, you're not supposed to do it. So yeah, I wonder if the ROMs on the 3DS have it. I have not seen it. I've not looked into that. Mew's under the truck though, so keep looking under that truck.
Mew is in the game though, isn't it? Just not it's yeah, not under the truck.
There was like a weird distribution that you had to get. Like, you couldn't get it from actual mean, like, you couldn't just catch it.
Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, that's do we think we see anything with the show or Pokemon Sleep? Or
I mean, I honestly, I hope we hear something about Pokemon Sleep and Detective Pikachu. Those were both
true
mentioned. Are we at like the same
three or four years in from Pokemon Sleep was announced before the pandemic, right?
That was 2018.
Seriously, 5 years?
I believe it was maybe it was 2019.
I thought it was 2019, maybe.
Maybe it was.
We had Pokemon Sleep, Detective Pikachu 1 and Detective Pikachu 2.
Supposed to be coming to the Switch. Yeah. Detective Pikachu. Yeah. Yeah, that was, and that was before the movie, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we see, are they supposed to be making Detective Pikachu 2 the movie?
There's rumors that it's happening again.
But we might see the show because we have the new protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
So that probably will happen.
Because they're sunsetting Ash Ketchum. That's happening in Japan right now, right? Have they localized those?
I don't know.
Because does that come to... I know my kids watch a bunch of Pokemon stuff on Netflix, I think. But I don't know. And I think it's like Sun and Moon, or not Sun and Moon, Sword and Shield type Pokemon that are in there. I think that he's watching currently.
I hope, the one thing I hope we do get, I don't think it's going to happen, is Pokemon Trading Card Live or whatever it's called now to come to the Switch. I don't know
like
why.
What's on desktop computer?
Yeah.
And so like just bring
your phone,
because it's already there. So yeah, what they need to do is do a Fortnite style thing where you have your login so that you can still scan your cards and whatever on your phone or whatever and get them into your game. But then, yeah, you just have a login to be able to do trading card game on multiple devices.
I mean, we are getting a trading card game.
Yeah, card game is coming soon.
I love that game. Have you guys played that game?
Is that Game Boy Color? Is that what that was on?
Yeah, it's Game Boy Color. It's bizarre. It's like it's like a Pokemon game, right? But you're using cards as opposed to...
Oh, really? So it's like Pokemon. you walk around the world and you battle?
And you get like gym badges and you get to open packs. Like, I used to love that game as a kid.
I didn't know that.
So I can't wait to play that again.
It's cool. What?
We get a free card for it.
what big predictions do you guys have or something that you want to see? Johnny, it sounded like you were saying one earlier in the show.
Oh, like a new style.
Yeah.
Like a 2D, HD 2D, I forget what it's called, but a HD 2D remake of what would be next, Black and White. Like, that would be amazing.
Yeah. I agree. Like, it would be so cool to see those. And like, would it be Black and White, or do you think that it would be like its own new game?
Maybe it could be. Maybe.
Well, don't they need to do gold and silver still?
Well, no, I don't know.
Did they do that?
Talking about like Let's Go or?
Or just remake in general, I guess.
They did it for the DS.
They made one a while ago.
Yeah.
So like, for the actual remakes, we're on Black and White because we just got Diamond and Pearl, which is Gen 4. So we're on Gen 5.
Did they do an ultimate version of Black and White? Like
they did Black and White 2.
What they called it?
Yeah. So there's four versions, really. There's Black and White, Black and White 2.
So it got the Sun and Moon treatment, pretty much?
Yeah. Exactly.
Or Sun and Moon got Black and White treatment.
We never got a Z. We never got a Pokemon Z. It was just Pokemon Y, X and Y.
Yeah.
No Z.
Wasn't there a rumor with Sun and Moon that there was going to be stars?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. That yeah. would have been better than what we got.
Ultra Sun and Moon.
Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. I don't know. Cheesy, you tweeted something that I was thinking that you might bring up.
Yeah, just real quick before I say, what did you think of it?
I mean, I thought another...
Because I honestly,
farming sim, wouldn't it be?
I thought you were gonna comment back and give me crap about it, but like I have this bold prediction that I think someone, either the Pokemon company or they're having some other developer make it, is a Pokemon farming sim or something close to Animal Crossing, and I don't know how that hasn't happened yet. That would be amazing. People would go crazy for that. Think about like just going to different islands, kind of like in New Horizons, and you could seek out whatever Pokemon friend you're looking for. It's sold. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, they did a MOBA, so like
it's printing money.
Else? I mean, yeah. they could just make a game where you are playing as the Pokemon daycare curator.
Oh.
And then you build your pens or whatever how you want them to be, and then you breed Pokemon. And...
I always wanted to be a gym leader. Like, I would love to just have a Pokemon and just be a gym leader.
They yeah, come to you. You don't have thing. To go
they
to them.
They come to you, but you have like the you have to lose, or it would like never work. Like you can't mm-hmm. just beat these 10-year-old kids all the time.
I mean, Ash got his ass kicked a bunch of times by every gym leader, and then he came back and he never actually beat any of the gym leaders. He just did something nice for him.
Or play as Team Rocket, like going around stealing kids' Pokemon.
I don't think that's gonna happen. It would be really cool.
I have an actual RPG like that where you could choose to be good or evil, right? You could choose to go on to whatever the team is, the bad guy team is.
I mean, they're doing a wizarding game where you're throwing around death curses. So, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You never know. You can be bad guy.
There was another prediction that somebody made underneath that tweet that I made. I don't remember who it was, so I apologize. But they said that they think Pikachu is going to be a racer in Mario Kart.
That would be freaking awesome. If yeah. I was Nintendo, I was talking about this the other day. Like, if I was Nintendo, I would use Mario Kart to cross promote everything.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was either you, Johnny, or it was Josh. I think it was you last night that was talking. You think Zelda would be the next racer? Yeah,
Zelda mm-hmm. might be in it because we got Link. So mm-hmm. yeah. why not promote Tears of the Kingdom?
Well, because with Birdo coming, we were talking about this like 2 weeks ago, right? With Birdo coming, we're thinking possibly Diddy Kong and Cranky Kong maybe coming to. I mean, that would be logical maybe to get some
I mean, Funky characters Kong in. Was in it before, right? I think Cranky Kong was too. Diddy yeah, Kong I mean, definitely was.
I don't think Cranky.
Get the whole Kongs going. They're all there in the Kongs, movie, yeah. right?
Yeah.
I mean, get Tiny and Trixie and Cranky and Lanky and Chunky, isn't it? What his name is? Chunky Kong.
Is it
DK 64? When they finally put DK 64 on expansion pass, that's how they'll promote it. They'll bring all five Kongs.
Apparently, people like that game, and I am shocked.
That game is a slog. I think I got to the K Rool fight. Rough. I don't even know if I finished it. I know I got sidetracked a lot by just the original. There's a point in the game near the end, I think, that you come across the original arcade machine that you can mm-hmm. play in the game. I think I just spent most of my time playing that after.
That is, there. If you people say they like that game, that is nostalgia blinders to the max.
Because, yeah, because nobody wants to go do that stuff five different times because you see stuff that you can't get. It's just grayed out and you have to be a certain Kong to go collect those stupid bananas all over the place.
I'm one of those people that likes it, and I
you're wrong.
You know, I could be. I feel like I've played it twice, and each time I remember it is a pain. It is a pain that you have to go from Kong to Kong. But I think the idea that you were able to play as other characters and they were able to do different things that you needed them for kind of made it exciting and a little interesting. but then it becomes very tedious. So mm-hmm. I totally get it. Like it was
fun at the start game. And then it becomes,
Yeah.
It's a rare game. So like that's a collectathon.
Sure. Yeah.
What's a rare N64 game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is what they do.
Jet Force Gemini was, not as much of a slog, but was a collectathon and three different characters that go around doing different stuff. I mean, is that game on Rare Replay? Is Jet Force Gemini on Rare Replay?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Jet Force Gemini.
So, I mean, getting some of those titles that are like synonymous with 64 to come to Switch with the online stuff, I think would be interesting if they could do that. I mean, a way to promote like because Banjo is supposed to be coming to is it out or is it not on Expansion Pass yet? Banjo's supposed to be coming. Banjo's out, right?
Been out for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it on Expansion Pass? Okay.
Yeah.
Because Banjo would be a cool one to add into Mario Kart as well.
That would be a cool crossover, but like we had it in Smash. Like Banjo's really cool in Smash, mm-hmm. but like we need a new Banjo game.
Yeah.
Like, stop putting them in everything and make a game.
That's not nuts and bolts.
Stop making that Everwild or whatever that you're doing.
Oh God, I forgot about that.
They like restarted development on that.
Who, Rare?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and they're still supporting, they're still doing updates for Sea of Thieves and stuff too.
All right. So what is your out of the blue Pokemon Direct or Pokemon whatever it's called?
Well, they'll probably do some prediction. stupid Pokemon Cafe game like they did. They'll probably do something like that, right? Like a mobile-esque type game that comes to Switch. Because we've had, two out of the last 3 years have had something like that? Because we had the Pokemon Quest game like 3 years ago, right? And then
that was a while ago.
And then was it while
Cafe
ago?
Mix. Cafe Mix. Okay.
Sorry. Cafe Mix
was
like
3 years ago.
I feel like you guys are forgetting about Pokemon Smile, the greatest.
My kids love brushing their teeth with that. They kind of go in ebbs and flows, but it gets them to brush their teeth for 2 minutes. I mean, it does a good job.
Yeah, we're going to get Pokemon Tiger Shoes. So, no, like, Pokemon, it'll be AR.
If my wife would probably gladly give up her phone or get something, some device, if it could get my 4-year-old to sleep through the night with Pokemon, if they could find some way to do Pokemon sleep and she would stay in bed, my wife would sign up for that immediately, I'm sure.
I'm not even joking. It is something I've been looking forward to since it was announced.
Learning to tie your shoes?
Yes. I still don't know how to do that. So if I have Pokemon.
So he can finally graduate from the Velcro.
And I love the sound of Velcro, though. It's hard. Well,
and Vans has slip-ons, man. You're all right.
Slip-ons are the way to go. Who ties shoes anymore like that?
But seriously, with Pokemon Sleep, like after how great Pokemon Go was, and they got people to go outside, and like, you know, that was like a big thing at the time. It's died down. Well,
it's very.
I was hoping Josh was going to be here because he was in Vegas last weekend for Niantic's Pokemon Go Fest or whatever. Wasn't there some controversy about people needing to stay away from a park unless they bought an expansion pass to Pokemon Go or something like that?
I don't know.
I thought I saw news articles. I didn't click on it, but
I think it makes like $1 billion a year. I think still.
Still,
yeah.
Wow.
No, and I didn't mean like it's dying in the sense of nobody's playing it, because obviously there's still people playing it. But like when it first came out and the atmosphere of it around it and everybody that wasn't a Pokemon fan was playing it, Pokemon Sleep, if they can figure out a way to get people to have better sleep schedules with however that works.
I did not think that's where you were going.
You thought I was still on Pokemon Tiger Shoes? Look, man.
No, I thought you were going with don't know like, if they
don't know
get
how to tie my shoes. It's fine. It's normal.
Sleep with each other.
If they, oh my god,
like actual
family show, family show, Johnny.
No, that's not what
but wait,
I meant. Yeah, actual sleeping.
But then it goes into Crawler's game where you take care of Pokemon daycare.
Pokemon and you breed protection.
Them. Well, and it's 53 I think we'll probably
in. No, everybody's asleep. They're all yeah. listening to Pokemon Sleep right now.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll probably get a new Pokemon announced for what's it called? What's the MOBA?
Unite. I don't know. Unite. They might not do that.
You don't think?
Because they've been announcing it via Twitter.
Okay. I feel like they do announce Pokemon Unite stuff in their presents.
Because I mean, was it last year or two? Was it last year or 2 years ago that they? I think they announced on Pokemon Day the crossplay stuff and the mobile merging, right?
Yeah, I feel like the mobile's been out longer than that, than last year at least.
So maybe 2 years ago.
I don't remember.
So last year, I think, or no, I guess not, because
well, they revealed Scarlet and Violet last year. That's what that was the big.
Yeah, it was also right. It was a longer Pokemon Day presents. It was like a 40-minute show last year.
Yeah, 20 minutes is still long though. When you think about what could be announced, and it's Pokemon, so people are going to eat it up anyway.
Yeah, they don't even need to do this stuff. Like, why do they have these Nintendo Directs and Pokemon
Directs? All like, eyes on me. Do it. That's what they're doing. It's all eyes on they and especially coming out early in the morning. They are driving the topic of the day on any daily website that is doing clicks or reaction shows or whatever. They're driving the conversation. And most other companies are going to steer clear of that. They own the day.
And they're good at it too. Like Pokemon is way better at it than Nintendo. Like Nintendo, I think, has been doing a better job of being in the spotlight, but it seems like Pokemon is always on top of it, or like whatever the latest trend is, they try to like make a joke, and they're more fun than Nintendo when it comes to social media.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of that, I mean, Nintendo gave us a 2-week heads up that we're going to have the final Mario trailer coming to us via Direct. No game announcement or whatever. I think they put
I don't believe them. That is happening. We're getting
Mario movie, the movie, or Mario movie, the game coming out.
Yep. Mario.
But movie, so we've had Jack Black before, like the precursor to the trailer. We've had Chris Pratt. Mm-hmm. Do we think we see like Charlie Day or Anna Taylor-Joy?
We had Seth Rogen. We did have Anya Taylor-Joy
was the last one. So Seth Rogen and Anya Taylor-Joy. So who else is kind of out there besides Charlie Day?
Keegan, but he was at the Game Awards. So, I mean, like they could still bring him for the Direct, but he already had kind of his like, spotlight moment, I guess. Fred Armisen, maybe?
Yeah.
Or Cranky Kong? I don't know. Maybe we'll learn who's voicing the spiky paratrooper, the blue shell.
Yeah, and they was that on Twitter? I think they put out a new kind of Mario Kart Rainbow Road poster for the movie, and the spiny shell was flying overhead on it. Yep. So I mean, there's gonna be a decent amount of Mario Kart associated with the movie. Well, I'm hopeful for that.
At least the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's a good way to do it, honestly, is like just split this movie into three acts that are different times or different genres of Mario games.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, there's stuff out there on the internet, I guess, if you want to go look for it. There seems to be another teaser type trailer with some locations and other stuff popping around. So go take a look and see that if you can. The Mario plumbing commercial kind of came out of nowhere on it was on Super Bowl Day, but it wasn't on the Super Bowl. It released on Twitter, like adjacent to the game. So, I mean, they definitely knew how to kind of be in people's eyesight for that kind of time period. So, I mean, we'll maybe see. Is there any big I guess the Oscars are coming up here pretty soon, right?
Yeah.
So maybe
the final trailer does scare me a little bit. Because like we did talk about it last week, are they showing too much? And I was on the side of, I think they're showing enough, but showing another trailer with the problem that I had before was, I think that they are showing enough to get people into the theater, but we don't know too much about the story, the dialogue that's going to be said. But now they're doing another trailer that is going to show something else cool. And that would have been nice to see it just on the big screen itself. And yeah, of course I can not watch it, but as a content creator, I'm going to watch it. I don't know what we're going to see. Maybe it is the stuff that we were just talking about, Crawler, with that, that leaked footage. And maybe that's all to some people, though. I think that's pretty big.
Mm-hmm. If it's giving away different locations and other stuff.
Right.
Then.
But it's also very exciting that on March 9th is that final trailer. That is less than a month away. That is crazy.
Is it April 9th or April 6th?
April 7th.
April 7th.
7th, okay.
But people are going to see it on April 6th, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
we better go April 6th or you're going to get spoiled.
True. It's just
an hour and a half long. It's only an hour and a half long.
Kids
and
they've
showed like 15 minutes. So, yeah, they showed too much. They showed way too much.
I think it's still going to be fun, though.
Yeah, I just don't want to see everything. I don't want to see all the surprises. Like, they should have kept the Tanuki suit under wraps.
Yeah.
They should have kept the cat suit under wraps. Like, it's... You don't need... Like, I don't need to see that to get to go see this movie.
Yeah. And I was going to say, maybe they showed the cat suit because that's, like, the only scene that Donkey Kong is in, and they had to get some, you know... lines from Seth Rogen, but that doesn't seem to be the case. It seems like the Kongs are throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, so we'll see. We're probably gonna see the wing cap. Guaranteed, we see the wing cap in this trailer.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
If they show Ba-Bomb, whatever the heck it's called,
Ba-Bomb Battlefield.
Yeah, we're seeing the wing cap.
Well, I mean, and if Odyssey stuff is on the table, do we see Cappy? I mean, do we see? What I'm trying to think, what else in 64 besides Wing Cap? What Metal Mario, I guess. We could have Wii stuff. We could have Bee Suit. We could have, I mean, I think it's pretty rumored due to the Lumas and stuff. We're gonna have Galaxy stuff in there. Maybe
see some Star Bits.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, there's lots of stuff I think they can drop that'll have people.
If that desert is confirmed, like, they'll probably have the Jaxi in there.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that being like,
yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
Fun little chase scene or something.
Yeah. Well, I've decided, starting March 1st, or at least I'm going to try on March 1st. I'm going to just to, get myself ready. I'm going to be watching all the Illumination movies up until the Mario movie.
That's a lot of Minions, man.
Dude, I know. And I have only seen, I think, Despicable Me 2. After that, I haven't seen
the first one?
I've seen the first one. To be honest, I'll just put it out there. I don't think, at least in the first movie, the Minions are as bad as what people make them out to be. I think they're kind of fun, Looney Tune type of characters, but then the internet, especially internet moms, went crazy with them, and that's where it got annoying. But I don't know, we'll see. That's why, like, I'm curious to see the growth of Illumination Studios and to see them working with Nintendo, what that has been like and where that partnership is going to take them, because I mean, they're going to make more. There's already rumors of a couple of different movies out there, so yeah, I will. I'll be, I guess, talking about each movie on Twitter. So if you're interested, that's where you can find that.
All right. Well, I mean, we got a week. Well, next week we'll see how we did with Pokemon Day predictions here. and talk about all that. And we got Kirby and Octopath coming out, so we'll have some reactions to how that is. We'll check in with Johnny to see if he broke and bought it, which, spoiler, he probably will. He's probably already pre-ordered it,
but won't play it.
And yeah, and then we have another week to kind of wait for that Mario movie trailer. But one thing we forgot to talk about is if Activision stuff goes through, we're going to get Call of Duty for 10 years on Switch. So we'll see how that works out as well. So maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that next week as well. Josh should be back next week to join us. And where can people find you, Johnny?
I'm Johnny Bo everywhere. Twitter, Twitch, TikTok, YouTube. I've been streaming on Twitch recently, doing the Trial of the Sword on Master Mode to get ready for Tears of the Kingdom.
Getting your butt kicked,
fun.
Right?
It's pain, but it's been fun.
Cheesy, how about you?
You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. I don't know why I started with Instagram. I'm barely on there. But you can find me on Twitch, CheesyC64, CHEEZYC64.
And I am Nightcrawler724 pretty much everywhere. Mainly, you can find me on TikTok and Twitter. Josh is N64Josh everywhere, N64Josh.com, N64Josh.com/Discord to join the Discord. Come hang out there. Lots of people playing games and other stuff, as well as discussion. So yeah, catch us next time. We'll be here. Follow, like, and follow on the YouTube. Leave a comment or review on YouTube or the podcast catcher that you listen on, and we will catch you guys next time. Later.